went to France to drop off some agents, landed in a field, and taxied over to a corner where there was a haystack. And the people, they were supposed to pick up three people to come back, but the three people hadn't arrived yet. They said, hang on, we'll be there in a quarter of an hour or so. Well, after half an hour, they hadn't come. And the pilot had decided to switch off his engines because of the noise they were making. Well, when he came to start the engines up, they couldn't get them started. So they were flattening the batteries trying to start them. So the French resistance movement said, give us the batteries and we'll charge them up. So they took the batteries out of the aircraft and put them on their bicycles and took them into the nearest town to charge them up. And all the next day they were hovering around. Oh, they took armfuls of straw from the haystack and put it over the plane as far as possible, just to break up the outline of it in the corner of this field. And then, still hoping that the French would bring the batteries back, the French brought the batteries back and they put them in the aircraft. And the flight engineer had primed all the engines ready to start. And this time, first pull, boom, it burst into life. So he got them all four started. Once you get one started, you can soon get them all started. And so they put the three Frenchmen that were going back to England on the plane and they took off. But their troubles were only just starting then. They had to identify themselves coming in and say they were been returning from a mission the previous day. So the British thought that was a rather unlikely story. But they did come in the end. They said, well, we can identify ourselves. And they identified themselves by saying the name of the crew and their wives' names, so they could check up on it. And they said, we'll explain to you when we see you why we're 24 hours late in arriving back.